الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to our namaz, the practical namaz, we discussed up to going into sajda. So one important thing which was left out, one of our friends brought it to our attention, for jazahumullah khair, that from the beginning our takbirat-e-intiqaliyah, that is the Allahu Akbar that we say to change our position. Like for example, when we go, we are in standing position, Allahu Akbar, we go in ruku. Then Sami Allahu liman hamida, we come up. Then Allahu Akbar, we go in sajda. All the Allahu Akbar that we say as we are changing position, it must start from the changing of the position, and it must end at the change of the position. Like for example, we are standing and we are going in ruku. Allahu Akbar must start from when you are bending down, and it must end when you have reached your place of ruku. Same way, then Sami Allahu liman hamida, now we are going in sajda. So again, it must start from as we are going down, and it must end when we are in sajda. So that means that takbir will be longer than the other takbir. The same way, when getting up from sajda, and we are going to get up again, the Allahu Akbar will start from there till the time we have reached here, it must end here. And when we are going to sit in between to the jalsa, after two rakats, then Allahu Akbar from the sajda position, and it must end when we are sitting. So that will be a shorter takbir compared to the other one that is longer. This is very important. Some people and imams also have got, they do it the wrong way. For example, when they are already halfway down, then they start Allahu Akbar. And common way, this common mistake is made, when the imam gets up from sajda to a sitting position, he sits finished, all are still in sajda, and then he says, Allahu Akbar, but he's already sitting. He must start from there and he must finish here. So all, and this helps a lot to keep the whole jamaat also in order. The first few people behind the imam see his actions, but the people at the back, fourth, fifth, sixth, they don't see. So if they hear a short takbir, and unfortunately we don't have that concentration, we go by the imam. So he gives a short takbir, we think it's going to sit, and while he's standing up, or he's going to be standing up and he gives a, he's going to be sitting and he reads a long takbir. So there's confusion that is caused. So that is very important for the imam, that he, and our own namazes also. So we shouldn't say the takbir finish and then go in ruku or part of the takbir. It must start from the change of the position and end at the end of that position. All our takbirs. And Sami Allahu liman hamida also. That also, it must start from when we're getting up from ruku, and it must end when we are in a standing position. Also, in Sami Allahu liman hamida, there are few people, and as we recall, Allah forgive us, there are few good alims, and they read Sami Allahu liman hamida. They add the ya. And that is a mistake, a major mistake, lahane jali, to add a ya. Don't read it majhul also, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Don't read it like, read it hamida. But don't add the ya either also. So all this, we should try and correct our namazas. As we have mentioned, our dunya matters, we make sure we correct them. And small, small matters, we want perfection in all these things. But when it comes to deen's matters, we don't give it no thought. And deen is the most important. And if we don't show the importance of deen, who else is going to show it? We are the followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the Muslims. You can't expect non-Muslims to come and emphasize this. We have to, and that realization must come in us, and in us also the ummah, those who are the ulama, those who are the salaha, we have come here with that concern to make our Islam. And how many people are worried of the Islam also? Very few. And we who are worried, if we are here, but we're not worried of our Islam. There's a famous saying, kutte ki dum bara baras shuraf mein rakhi, wahi ki wahi baat. You take a dog's tail and you put it in a hole to straighten it. For 12 years you kept it there. When you took it out, still the same. It didn't become straight. It's still just crooked. So it mustn't happen. We also, and we find unfortunately, like yesterday we spoke everything, then the person, Maghrib Namaz, was making on my right. His hands are not in line, the thumbs with the ears. The other person on the left, his fingers wide open. Just now we spoke about it. But still, bara baras kutte ki dum surah mein likin kuch bhi nahi. As our Sheikh and our Akabir say, some people will be in the Khanqa also, whole life, but they don't reach anywhere. And those who have that concern, they may just come for one meeting and they have everything, take everything. So if we can pay attention, and we are not aware we're not paying attention also. We're just taking it for granted. Just think for ourselves that all this talks every day about namaz correction. But who has taken the trouble of finding out one thing from somebody? Going to check up a kitab that, am I doing this correct or not? We still just carry on. Wahi dhab, wahi chaal. You just, how we are, and some people, especially at home with the family, they say nobody can change us. We're going to do what we want to. All the bayans Maulana can give, my Imam Sahib, he can give all his bayans, it makes no, I'm going to do what I want to do. And you must listen to me. And I'm the boss in this house. In this house, what I say must go. Those are all words of complete jahalat and complete ignorance. But how many of us are like that? And we are adamant that we're going to live in that house. I'm going to be the boss. With regard to that, in one hadith, Allah reward our Shaykh who taught us this hadith, يَغْلِبْنَ كَرِيمًا. The very nature of woman is that a person, man, their husband who is soft-hearted, they will overpower him. What we call then in that house is a petticoat government. The woman is ruling. وَيَغْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ. And who rules over them is a hard-hearted person. A person whose heart is like rock, solid, no softness in his heart. فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ. That, and this is the beautiful teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He explains a principle and then he gives the encouragement. Ana uhibbu, I love an akuna mahluban kariman. You can be called, people can tell me, petticoat government, your wife rules you. I don't mind that. But I don't want to lose the quality of being kareem. Wala uhibbu an akuna ghaliban la'imun. And I don't like that I must rule. That I got right. I am the boss. I am establishing my government, my authority. But that I am called a hard-hearted person. And some people, that hard-heartedness just does not want to go from the heart. And that is very important. While also we are passing there, it is mentioned by ulama, that a person who doesn't, tears don't come to his eyes. He never cries. Tears, his eyes don't swell up with tears, either in the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, or what my gunas I committed, or thinking what ni'mat Allah has given me. Especially if you think other people, how they are suffering. People haven't got food. Yeah, at the moment, people haven't got houses in Gaza. People haven't got a masjid to go to. All the masjids also have all these, and tears come to your eyes. That is, but those who tears don't come to their eyes. Jumudul Ain, the hardness of the eye, that the heart is hard, eyes are hard, mean qaswatil qulub, because the hearts are hard. So when the hearts are hard, then you won't get the tears. And think, when last did a tear drop come out from my eye? When last did my eyes just swell up with some tears, even if the tears didn't come up? If it isn't, it's a clear sign my heart is hard. وَقَسْوَةُ الْقُلُوبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الزُّنُوبِ. And the hearts become hard because of committing lot of gunas. In that, there are two things which are not actually gunas, but they are also in the hadith, are referred to hardening the heart. One is kathratu dhahak, laughing a lot, and especially loud laughing, and laughing for nothing. There are some people, they just have to laugh, and you know, they just laugh loudly for nothing. And the other is kathratul kalam, talking a lot. For everything you got a remark. And it doesn't concern you also. You are going shopping, you are in the supermarket, you are doing your work, as you are passing somebody, you got a remark for them also. Everyone, you got some remark, you have to just talk all the time. So, kathratul dhahak and kathratul kalam. These are two things that also make the heart hard. And also Allah reward our share. What and what didn't He teach us? He even taught us how to laugh. If there is something to laugh about, then you laugh. But that also you must know how to laugh. Hazrat explained that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard the end saying that la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu, that Sulaiman and his army first come, they don't crush us. And they won't even know. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ فَتَبَسَّمَ ظَاهِكًا. First he smiled and then he laughed. So the laughing process must start with a smile and then go into laughing. If a person just suddenly burst out laughing loud, everyone look, what happened here? What's wrong with this person? So this laughing also, and all our other matters, there is a principle here also. Allah give us the mizaj and the love of Quran to understand. For example, you want to exercise also. First start lightly and then going to heavy exercises. The doctor puts you on a treadmill also. He doesn't put you on fast speed first shot. First gradually, then he takes you. When you want to wind off also, then you don't just stop suddenly. Also gradually you wind off. Therefore, Ramzan Roza 30 we kept. Now don't just stop suddenly. Keep 6 Rozas of Shawwal and spread them out also. So now you are winding off also. And don't start your whole Ramzan Roza suddenly also. Keep your body from Rajab, start keeping a few. Shaban, keep a few more. Now in Ramzan, you keep full. So everything we have been taught. So this is what our Buzurgs have taught us from the Quran. Principles of everything come out. The actual thing, the Ashani Nuzul is something. But the principles of the Quran and the Umumiyat of the Quran, which is one very important part of the Quran Sharif, great, great benefits for those who take those benefits. So anyway, that kathrat-e kalam and kathrat-e dhahak on that. And laughing also, let us even learn how to laugh. According to Deen and Quran Sharif, that also we don't know how to do stuff. So, right. And then other gunas that we commit, open gunas, makes the heart hard. And the cause of the heart of kathratu zunub, why do we commit lot of gunas? Nisyanul maut. We don't think of maut. That is why a person becomes reckless in committing gunas. He doesn't think, I'm going to die, I have to account. If a person knows, I have to write an exam, then he's busy studying. But if he's not conscious and he's just taking it for granted, he doesn't sit down to study. And then a person's condition becomes like the hare and the tortoise, the rabbit and the tortoise. When they were going for a race, the rabbit thought, I'm very fast, I can take it easy, I can sleep away. The tortoise knew, I'm very slow, I can't sleep. Start your journey early. Man khafa adlaja. A person who's frightened, I won't make it. He starts early. And there also, that is referred to in that hadith. But you can spread that principle in so many things. And you can benefit in so many things if you spread that. You understand the basic principle and then spread it out. Also, well, we all know, especially the ulama, that all the masail, you can't remember all the masail, but you know the principle of the masail, you'll be able to work out so many masail on that. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi, was invited And at night, a whole night, from one masala, he took out 100 masala. One ayat, he took out 100 masala. So that potential which is, and everyone's istidad is different. How much Allah has blessed you, and how much you want taqarrub ila Allah, and you fulfill Allah's command. Allah opens your mind like that. Allah opens your heart like that. Allah gives your body the tawfiq which you yourself will be surprised. That, where me, I know what I was. I'm doing this. I know I can't do this. It was beyond me. But Allah gives you that. But we must have that inclination. So anyway, so Nisyanul Maut. One time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came into Masjid Nabawi and he found some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum laughing and giggling. So immediately he told them, had you thought of your maut more, I should not have found this condition of yours, that you are laughing and giggling. So laughing and giggling, and that also because we don't think of our maut. And why don't we think of our maut? Tulul amal. Lot of hopes of this dunya. That I must still, I'm a young man, I must get married, so that is on your mind now. And then I must say now, I'm married now, I must have a home of my own. The moment I'm renting, my employers have given me accommodation, but I must have my own house. What one day if I'm not here, what will happen? So that now, tulul amal all. Then after that, I must secure an income for my wife. And then after that, I must secure an income for my children also. And then after that, a person then goes so much, I must secure an income for my grandchildren also. When we were in Jamaat, one of the elders explained, person who came to Makkah Sharif and he wanted to have a ring made, gold ring with diamond on it, etc. They asked him, this small little ring, he says, for my grandchild. I want to secure my grandchild. So a person, first, all the stulul amal knows no end to it. This hope I got, I must drive this kind of a motor car. I must live in this kind of a house. Some people say a single story house is not a house. It must be double story. Then only you can call it a house. So all this dunya thinks that a person wants to increase all the time. So this, this tulul amal. And the cause of tulul amal, what is the cause of tulul amal? Hubbud dunya, love of dunya. And hubb ad-dunya ra'su kulli khatiha, is the head, the fountain source of all guna. So, and also, buzurgs, they say a person, his halat is quite bad. They don't worry, they don't tell him to make namaz, they don't tell him keep a beard, nothing. They just make effort that this love of dunya must go out. And once that is done, on your own, everything just falls in place. Suddenly, everything comes and falls in its place. So, hubbu dunya, and each one of us can see that so much of hubbu dunya, that even I'm wearing an amama, sunnat, and I say also is sunnat, but I make sure I look in the mirror, and the V must be properly, and it must be, oh, with my friend, I will hold the amama and fasten it. So, if you are doing it for sunnat, you'll just fasten it. And we know some of our friends whom Allah gave such beautiful maut. So, mama, they should just, anyway, just put it around. Sunnah, that is. But every sunnah also, which is a sunnah which is very important, especially for those of us who keep zulfa. Hazrat Jai Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the beard is sunnah. So, and every sunnah is beautiful. Keep the beard also in a beautiful, neat way. Once we went to Karachi by our Sheikh, we reached at the time when Hazrat's Majlis was carrying on, 11 o'clock Majlis in the day, we sat down and we just came from supper. So Hazrat saw my beard was not in order, it is neat and that. So Hazrat then, Alhamdulillah, explained that there are three rulings of the beard. One is taghseel, wash it. The second is tadheen, oil it. And the third is tashmeet, comb it. The same applies to zulfa also. We see many people who keep zulfa, they get no time to comb their hair. And their zulfa is disheveled or disheveled, whichever way you want to pronounce it. All like upside down. So you keep a sunnat, keep the sunnat in a sunnat way, in a beautiful way. Keep it properly. So this Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain that your beard is it's a sunnah. So keep it properly according to the sunnah. And that is in a neat, tidy way. Oil it also, wash it also. Otherwise, we don't wash it, then we'll perhaps find spider webs also. They also come and make their home in the beard. They also find refuge there, refugees. And refugees are given a lot of privileges because they are refugees. So keep it neatly. You keep Zulfa, also keep it properly. Everything. You fasten the Amama, also find it, fasten it, not just in any way, fasten it, but not this Hubbud Dunya, that even in our Islam, then it grows so much that now, Allah reward Manana Dawood Siddharth, the Ahmed Barakat, he gave very good bayan, that even kurtas got brand names now. And burqas also have got brand names now. So this is all Hubbud Dunya, that you go, it must be neat, it's fine. There mustn't be a crease. How many of our Jummah Khatibs, the kurta has to be ironed just before they leave for Jummah Namaz. And then they mustn't sit in the car because they're going to get creased immediately again. And they mustn't sit on the mimbar either because they also it's going to get creased. How long are you going to stop the creases? But this love of dunya and to trace it, that is a person only who can see his inner things. Otherwise, we justify ourselves. You must be neat. You must be presentable. Enough shaitan gives you arguments for, or qawlul haq, turidu bihil batil. Turidu bihil batil. That you use the arguments of truth, but to prove your wrong points. Your arguments are right, what you are using. But you are proving your wrong points with them. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So, in sajda. The sajda is finished. When getting up from sajda, our hands are placed down. Take support on your hands. But then don't drag your hands on the ground. And don't come up also in a sudden position. And when you sit also, don't like a spring, that just come neatly into your place. Don't like you going back and front like, just neatly in your place. And your hands also don't put them on your sides before you put them on your thighs. They must come from there directly on your thighs. At the last part of your thighs, place your hands on your thighs. And that also is one of the places where your fingers, there are no regulations. The fingers must be together or separate. Just place them naturally. And what else was there? In the sajda, focus your eyes on your nose. Any other point about sajda? Yeah, that is important. We did mention it yesterday, that your hands must be in line with your shoulders when you are in sajda. Don't put them right next to your face. And some of us are right, like a V shape, we just put our head in there. No, hands must be open and in line with the shoulders. And our own namaz, then hands must be further apart also. And this forearm must be lifted up properly from the ground, not just a little bit. And flat on the ground is totally out of the question. It mustn't be flat on the ground. Also, Allah reward our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who taught us the namaz of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his old age. That in his old age, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took support of his elbows when in sajda on his thighs. On his thighs he took support. And Hazrat said, any person, especially who has got heart problem, will appreciate this. It makes his sajda so comfortable and easy for him. But this is a person who has reached old age, who is sickly for him. For us, normally, keep your hands open. And when you, in Jamaat Namaz, don't inconvenience the next person. But on your own, and there is somebody immediately next to you. Therefore, one beautiful teaching, after we have finished Faraz Namaz, then we all move apart. Somebody goes to the back, somebody to the front, somebody to the side. Now you can make your Namaz properly. And the other is, now you'll have more places to give evidence for you on Qiyamah Day. That that you made namaz here also, that place, and all these places will give evidence. And wherever a person made sajda, it is narrated up to 40 days. When you pass away, that place cries to Allah, that this person used to make sajda on me. Now he's no more sajda. I don't get his sajda. All this also has got great, great value. Every piece of land where we make sajda. So we try and make more sajdas. That's all. Yeah, very important. Even in ruku, that is what I was thinking, jazakumullah. In ruku also, turn our toes facing qibla. Don't make your sajda with your toe tips on the ground. Turn your toes, and this is, the ulama, if you wish to and you have the courage, study qibla numa of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. But personally, for myself, I'm speaking, it's beyond me. We can't. Allah has given the ulama, study it in Ma'ariful Quran Kandelvi, Maulana Idris Kandelvi, he has simplified it for us. And study there and see the value of qibla. What we don't think of the value of qibla. When we standing in namaz, Allah made us to face qibla. And every part of the body, it's got great, great value and great benefits in it. But we don't. So even make your toes face qibla. And then when we are in a sitting position, for the ahna, for the man, that your right leg, you'll keep it, the foot, you'll keep it up. But there also your toes, don't let your toes be on the ground. The tip of the toes. Turn your toes also towards qibla. And your left leg, you'll spread it out and sit on it. But also there, let your left leg touch your right leg. And try your best that there also your turn your toes towards qibla. Your right leg will be here, toes at the bottom, and those toes also towards qibla. Your left leg, you'll sit on it. But don't keep it away from here. Try and keep it against your right leg. And there also, the toes again, try and push them there and turn them towards qibla. And these are all exercises as well. The object of namaz is never exercise. But these are all exercises which are taking place and which are very, very important and very healthy for a person. Just like people on the palm, they will press you and tell you where there is something wrong in your body. Or your foot, the bottom of the foot, they will press, and they are all the pressure points. All these are also, they will relieve you of a lot of tension. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this masah of the neck, it takes out all the tiredness. And if you do it consciously, you will realize that how it is. You just see your tiredness going out with the masah. You just do it properly. Yesterday we explained something, and on that I forgot to explain the other point. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, even the enjoyment of eating papar and papri. Papar, papri is lazimat, lawazim of curry khichri, of biryani. Without that, biryani won't go down. We have to have our papar and our papri. But that also, Hazrat, only after that, after how many years, perhaps 40, 50 years we were eating, or how many years it might be. But after Hazrat explained, the enjoyment of papar and papri increased. And now really, whenever I eat, you get the extra enjoyment. And that is, Hazrat said, look at this papar and papri. You take it and that crispy sound you get. And then as it melts in your mouth, now when you become conscious of it, now enjoyment and joys also. Otherwise you were having it, you were just eating it. But there's no real enjoyment of it also. Everything else, our ni'mats which Allah has given us of dunya also. See, and these are all ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Like that, our deen's ni'mats also. You're turning your toes towards qibla, and then you'll start seeing, now you'll see the benefits of it. You're making masah of your neck, now you will see the benefits, and you'll start enjoying, then you'll start enjoying making wudu. Otherwise, wudu also, for many people, very hard. One person, in fact, very many years told me, if there was no wudu, many more people should make namaz. Where wudu keeps them away from namaz. And especially in wudu, washing of the legs and taking out the socks. So some people, they just said, you can make masa on the socks also. And then perhaps masah on the shoes also. And you don't even have to take out your shoes and make namaz. And they insist you must make namaz with your shoes. It's so uncomfortable to make namaz with your shoes, where perhaps sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to do it for one reason on a specific occasion. But it's so uncomfortable. But now they insist on these things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, our sajda also properly. And then when we say Allahu Akbar, we say Allahu Akbar, and we stand, if we're going up, a little longer takbir, if we are going to set that duration of the takbir. And all this also, every takbir, think of Allah and the greatness of Allah. And think also, why did Allah give 6 takbirs in adhan, 6 takbirs in every namaz Allah has kept? And how many years, 6,000, 60,000 takbirs I've heard from the imam, I've repeated it. But not one bit Allah's thought is still come in my life. And not one bit the greatness of Allah. Yes, the government's greatness is in my heart. The government, you must fear the government. You must fear the authority. You must fear the boss. You must fear this one. Fear everything. And it's clear in the hadith. If you don't fear Allah, immediately it is replaced with the fear of the creation. Your heart will never be void of fear. If you put Allah's fear, the fear of the creation goes out. And see the lives of the Sahaba. They had no fear of the creation. Whether it is lightning, whether it's storms, whether it's floods, water, whether it's mountains, fire. They had no fear of the creation. Governments and that were even after that. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu were facing an army of 60,000 people. And he was with his few men. He says, we more powerful, we make zikr. And a zakir is a living person. And a person who doesn't make zikr is a dead person. Like a slaughterer, if he has to slaughter 2,000 sheep in the abattoir, he's not frightened, 2,000 sheep, they're going to overpower me. He's not frightened for them at all. One by one, he'll finish all 2,000. So when we, and also when we show our weakness, then those things that have no power, they overtake us. Spooks, there are no spooks. But now when a person shows his weakness, spooks also make him frightened. A spook is an imaginary thing. But now you're frightened for that imaginary thing also. But if you work on your iman, it can be jinn also, and free to min al jinn also. You'll have no fear whatsoever. Anyone. And we see those people who work and were blessed with this iman, they were not afraid of any tyrant ruler also. And on his face they told him what they wanted to tell them. And those who lived, they saw the Hawat success. And those who became shaheed, they saw the success, greatest success in the akhirah. So we don't need to be afraid of anyone. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. With regard to the rozas that we have to keep, we explained a little bit, very little, about roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue. Then, we ulama have written, must keep roza of the ears also. And in our roza, one of the main objects of Ramadan is to find Allah and to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. So we can use our ears also to connect to Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Why don't you look within yourself? What is the ear? If we just see, where has the ear got the power of hearing? And here also understand the Allah's qudrat, that Allah has made asbab, Allah has made asbab. And the effects in asbab, Allah has put them in there. And the effects are only there till Allah wills it. فَعَيْلِ حَقِيقِ is always Allah. Some of us, we forget Allah and we make asbab our gods. And some of us, we deny asbab. And we only say the qudrat of Allah. That is also not the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's not the way of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah will use the asbab. We'll use medicine. We'll use all asbab. But our yaqeen and aqeedah will never be that the sabab is doing. Allah is behind the scene and He is doing everything. And in fact, for a mu'min, Allah is not behind the scene. Allah only you see. The sabab goes invisible in front of you. And Allah is more ghalib. And you only see Allah Ta'ala as your iman grows. And those who have reached that level, but that is not the sunnah. The sunnah is to use asbab. Allah put them in a position where asbab also doesn't mean anything to them. Fire doesn't burn them. Boiling hot oil doesn't affect them at all. But that is not matlub. Matlub is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the darja of sunnah which is in using asbab, but without one but yaqeen on the asbab, what that you will reach where the malaika also cannot reach. Though the malaika also beyond asbab. They don't need asbab. But you'll go further when you use the asbab correctly. So anyway, the ear is also one sabab which Allah has made for hearing. And it isn't the ear of ours which is hearing. The hearing is actually the in the air. At this moment as we are sitting, there are air waves of all the radio stations in the world. For example, Radio China, its air waves are also in the air. Voice of America, it's also in the air. BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, those air waves are in the air. Radio Pakistan, Radio South Africa, all are there, but we're not hearing. It's there, but we are not hearing. If you have that gadget, like a transistor, a radio, and you can go on that band, and you tune in there on the, what your needle at the right place. Now, just now you couldn't hear anything from what's coming from China, or America, or England. But now with your transistor, you just tuned in the right place, now you can hear that news all the time. It is there. Just like that also, all the sounds, there are plenty. For example, horses, their level of hearing, their frequency is very high. So there are whistles which are blown for the horses to draw their attention. We won't hear any sound, but the horses hear it. Because it's now at that level of theirs. The same way with the malaika. They, for example, when we are making ribat, we can't smell it, but the smell is coming out. Their frequency is at that, they hear it. We are lying. We can't get the terrible, terrible smell of that lying of ours. We will want to run away from ourselves when we are lying, when we are making ribat, when we are slandering. But their frequency is that they run, those malaika who have been appointed to protect us, they run away at such a far distance where the smell eventually gets finished. So all these things are there. So the ears also, the sounds which come, which we can hear. And this ear, this little bit of flesh with some little bones in it, very little soft bones in it. But this can't hear. It is Allah's hukam. And this air that is in the air, the frequency which is there, it is going in. And if you study the ear also, we see that it is just the air waves that are going in. And then there are the bones in the ear inside. How they are placed perfectly. As far as those people who study music and musical instruments, how they are made, etc. That works. And as I'm speaking, I'm hearing all the time. And you people are hearing. In 1 minute, how many words am I saying? I'm speaking about it, I'm hearing it also. All are hearing it also. What is Allah's Qudrat? And also from here I understand that we sometimes get a bit baffled that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears everyone's salam. Either the farishta conveys it or in a Juma it is direct. And replies to every salam. Those people who are at Rozai Mubarak are more than enough. How can one person answer to so many people? And from the whole world, people who are reading Salatul Salam, it's being conveyed to Nabi Salam, and everyone, easy to understand that in our times now, is this, antenna? No, what is antenna? Of the cell phone. The tower. How many people in that area are making calls? It's all hitting there. And it directing it to where it has to go. How many calls are coming from outside? Hitting on there and directing it to everyone. You are two people sitting together. What is for meant for your phone won't go to your friend's phone. And what is for his phone won't come to your phone. When the man made can think and do this, Allah's Qudrat is far, far above. For Allah to pay attention to everyone fully, what is it? It is for us to have this yaqeen of the absolute power and the absolute being of Allah. This yaqeen is a very vital, basic thing which we can make lot of dua for. That Allah bless us with that yaqeen. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where the administration of the whole world things are happening. There also all the salams are reaching there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any difficulties, replying with full attention to every salam also. We can't attend, and how many of us have seen those hafiz and those qurra, that do one person and listening to 10 hafiz, each one reading from a different place. And anyone, those even who try and check him, they slip up here and he'll immediately tell you. And he's listening to everyone, 10 people. Oh, he perhaps can do 10 at the most, 15 at the most. Otherwise, we normally, one person also we fall asleep. One person also we miss to take out mistakes. And we miss up. And not one, sometimes we are 10, 15. Sometimes in the Taraweeh, nobody picks up the mistake. And the mistake just went through like that. But they, one person and 10 people, what we saw with our eyes, we don't know more than that also. So when a human being can do this, and anyone who knows Quran Sharif little bit from a distance also, the mutashabihat, that yeah, what it is, there what it is, the little differences that come. But that hafiz is sitting and he picks up everyone. And he's listening, 10 are reading and 10 are reading loudly. Usually if two people are reading loudly, you can't. But those 10 people reading loudly, he's listening to everyone and exactly he'll know everyone's reading. Allah reward, I think he must be still living, that great Qari Sahib in Medina Sharif. He's from Pakistan originally. When we were there one time sitting by him, we had the opportunity just at least to make salam and sit by him. And that also he was listening. While he was talking, he was listening. And then a big judge came into Hambrawa, he's one supara. Every day the judge comes and Hambrawa is one supara to him also. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala, Qudrat is, so the ear Allah has made and the way of the ear also. Like this, our ears, we are standing up, we don't see it. But if you tilt your ear completely, 90 degrees if you turn it, you'll see it's a complete funnel, the ear. And it is such a funnel, like a funnel is used, that if you want to pour something in a thing with a narrow neck, a bottle, and if you're going to pour directly, you're going to make a lot of mess. So you use a funnel. The bottom of the funnel is thin, it goes into that bottle. The top of it is broad. Now, we are so imperfect, we can't throw into that narrow place. But in the broad place, we can just pour. But the funnel will do your work and take it all. Not one drop will be messed or spread out anywhere. It will all go inside. So the funnel, the ear also, sounds which are coming from 360 degrees, all around, right around. So it takes it all in. And then if you see, the inside passage of your ear is like the bottom of the funnel. And now it is all taking it inside. And then it isn't just this air waves, but there inside, the system of Allah Ta'ala, those bones that work, and at what the speed they must be working. They are moving and they sending the frequencies then to the brain. And the brain is deciphering it again. Just that sounds came, that frequencies. And now that I said now, the brain has already worked it out. We might get surprised with the cell phone, smartphone, that you search something, and the next, not next moment, immediately, it's all there already. That is what man has achieved, and that is also what Allah has taught. Everything is by the teaching of Allah. Whether it was the original telephone, which was an invention by mistake, but Allah wanted it. Everything Allah teaches mankind and puts it in their mind. Allah puts it in those people's mind who are engaged in that. Sometimes, very seldom, people who are not involved, Allah puts it in. But people who are involved, and the kuffar are more, they are for dunya. So Allah puts it in their mind. But it's not where their minds that are working. And all their things, Archimedes' principle wasn't also, suddenly he just realized it. The Archimedes' principle. So all is from Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, this ear works also, and from there it goes to the mind. And the mind again, Allahu Akbar. Like now we are sitting, if there is a sudden sound, even not a big scream or a bang, but something a bit louder, immediately, and immediately your mind goes in that direction. It's all the message that has been given to the brain. The brain gave it to the neck and your body to turn your attention. You are driving with your car and you see a ball coming. Your eyes saw a ball coming. That message was conveyed to the brain. The brain worked it out that there most probably will be a child running behind the ball. So immediately turn your steering. That message is given to the hand. Immediately, message is given to the leg, slam onto the brakes. All that, not even a split second. And just see the qudrat, wafi anfusikum, afala tufsirun. Why don't you, it's impossible not to see Allah. But just like all what we are explaining about namaz, we are just indifferent. All this is happening to us every moment. But we are not interested in taking. A person who wants to take interest, he will take the interest. And he will think and he will see the qudrat of Allah. That person, he won't be able to fall asleep at night, thinking of the great qudrat of Allah. He is sleeping and his friend is sleeping next to him. Where he is by Allah, we can't imagine. The other person is sleeping, getting nightmares, or thinking of haram and evil. And this person right next to him is gone to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And he's making the tawaf by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has given everyone, kullu hizbim bima ladayhim farihun. Whatever is the share of everyone, he's happy with that. Some are happy with living in pakhana and stool and urine. That makes them happy. Some are happy to be with the Malay Allah, with the farishtas, and that makes them happy. What a difference. It's a taste and zawk of a person. Somebody's zawk is in all the filth and dirt, all this gunas, and the height of all the woman's love is the worst, dirtiest place of her body, the ugliest, the dirtiest place. And somebody's zawk is that. And somebody's zawk is with in Malay Allah. They are high up by Allah Ta'ala. So it is there for everyone Allah has given. But it is we and everyone has got that istidat and ability to reach the highest position. Allah has made it freely available and it is for all. And everyone, how much he is going to apply himself, he will reach. So the ear also is a great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and a great namat of Allah Ta'ala also. Those people, if we know somebody who is deaf, or who is now becoming hard of hearing. You have to ask people to repeat over and over. You become like a burden. All the time you're asking. All the time you're asking. And Allah gave you good ears. You can hear properly. What a great namat. And this namat was to listen to Quran Sharif. To listen to Adhan. And what is called listening to Adhan? Even the stones are hearing Adhan. Even the walls are hearing Adhan. But who a mu'min is giving jawab to Adhan. That is the ni'mat. And if we are not giving to Adhan jawab, even though we are in the masjid and we are in i'tikaf, we have dropped ourselves lower than asfalu safilin also. That we are here and Adhan we are hearing. The munadi, the caller of Allah. And what a call also. What a beautiful call also. And Adhan, those people who have seen in their dreams, for example, maybe the malaika who are giving adhan, how beautiful that adhan is. Adhan is a complete Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. It is Allah who is the Rabb of da'wati tamma. Ati Muhammadan il wasila. Making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the adhan is da'wati tamma. And it is such a so beautiful adhan. And therefore, very necessary that adhans must be also given correctly. Like some places you don't make out what is, whether it's in Arabic or in Chinese or Portuguese, in which language is that adhan being given. You can't even make out that. You don't know where to reply, what to say also. Adhan, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, Mawlana Abrarul Haq sahab rahmatullah alayh, were very particular that the adhan. They should say, you spend millions of rands for your masjid. You haven't got a few thousand rands for a decent muazzin. Whoever you could get who was just looking for a job, you put him on. And very sad part, the mutawallis, you can't expect it, but at least the imam who is hearing that adhan of his masjid every day, five times a day, and is hearing how badly that adhan is being given, and the thought doesn't come to him, let me give him 5 minutes a day and correct his adhan. And if you have corrected that adhan, it is a dawat a tamma for all the non-Muslims in your area also. And otherwise, it's a burden for the non-Muslims. For the Muslims, it becomes a burden. How that adhan is called out. You don't know whether it is a goat that is, what does a goat do? Bleat. Yeah, whether it's that, or whether it is some insan that is calling out adhan. And also, the adhan, if we don't appreciate the adhan, Allah uses the non-Muslims to go to court to stop the adhan. It's when we don't appreciate, we don't give jawab of adhan, we don't appreciate the adhan. Adhan is going, not going makes no difference to us. Our work is carrying on, our eating, our talking, everything, no difference. Whereas adhan should bring a sudden stop, sharp break to whatever we are doing. As small children, I can still remember those days when adhan should have that effect. Whatever anyone was doing, sharp break there. Even if he's walking on the street, he will stop. Till adhan is finished. He'll give jawab of adhan, then he'll carry on talking. A person will stop his wuzu also. But today is the day when we start the conversation in adhan also. And we're laughing loudly like nothing is happening. Our hearts, how hard have they become? With the ears, we are hearing, but we're not hearing no adhan. The adhan is going on today in our time, the adhan is amplified with the amplifying system on the mic. Loudly it is given, but we're not hearing. And whereas in the days of the past, the adhan should be given without the mic system. But everyone was hearing the adhan. And now with all the system, we are not hearing the adhan at all. So these ears are also a great ni'mat. And make shukr to Allah. And Allah's principle is, the in shakartum la azidannakum. You make shukr. Even a person who is becoming hard of hearing, but he still can hear, make shukr on that. A person who can't hear, he's completely now stone deaf. But they are writing and he can read. Make shukr on that. On that shukr, Allah will increase the other ni'mats also. And wala in kafartum, if you don't make shukr, yeah, kafartum means you don't make shukr. Then inna adabi la shadid. What you are suffering now is nothing compared to what suffering I'll put you in. In this world, Allah protect us. And if we don't make shukr, and unfortunately shukr is no ingredient in our spiritual menu. It doesn't just feature there. Sheikh Kabir Rifai rahmatullah alayh, great sheikh. He says, I studied all the kitabs of tasawwuf of his time. Great mashayikh. And what I found after everything and staying in the company of great mashayikh, the most valuable thing was humility and self-effacement. That I am nothing whatsoever. Tawadu in its entirety. Total tawadu. And that I so much a person made effort on his nafs that he doesn't, one is I know that I've effaced myself. I've deleted myself. And you reach that stage that you didn't even know I've did it. You don't even know I'm existing now. So anyone who passes you and they kicked you as they were walking, you hardly felt anything. But another person, just because somebody looked at you with a bad eye, you got all the objections. And that is just somebody didn't give you attention. and he didn't call you to their meeting, their function, you got a big problem with that. Whereas there is so much praise for that person who comes to a function or he doesn't come, nobody even knew of his presence or of his absence also. So that self-effacement, this is where a person reaches great height. So tawadu is one great thing. And it's a natural thing. A person cannot live without tawadu. Shaitan, ana khayrum minhu. All pride is fully from shaitan's account. Whether you got a deposit of 1% from shaitan or 10%, all the pride is only from shaitan. And tawadu and humility is what is a banda that he has got that. And Allah has given that, and fortunate are those people who have this humility. They don't feel offended. You can tell them what you want to, anything. In fact, the very definition of mukhbitin is that those people who don't harm anyone. And if anyone harms them, the thought of revenge doesn't come in their mind also. And the height in our circles, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Rahmatullah Ali, who our Mashayikh say, he didn't know what is anger. And anger is the illegitimate child of pride. When a person has got pride, don't worry of the anger you got. That is not the problem. The problem is behind that. And the Quran Sharif is the Quran Sharif. Oh, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. Then all that is because they did that. And this happened because of these things. Get to the root cause. This pride of a person. And this pride has to be annihilated. One person who came to the Sheikh, and he thought he was a great son of a great Sheikh also. And then he told the woman who was carrying the night soil, the bhangan, that you must take it and go past him. He became very angry. With this filth and dirt you walking past me. Then he worked on him more. Till finally he told her, drop all of that on him. And to this state he was, he asked Maaf that I came in your way. Did you get hurt? So that must come into a person. This pride must come out of a person. And till this one drop, a person will not enter Jannat if he's got one iota, one speck of this pride. And if he did not delete it himself, until it won't be burnt out in Jannat, in Jahannam, till then he won't be able to enter Jannat. With all your amal and all your good deeds, Allahu Akbar. Somebody asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali about a certain person. How is this person? Hazrat said, he's a superb person, perfect person. He's only got one weakness. He thinks I'm somebody also. That I'm good, I'm somebody. That also has to come out. Where takabbur is also haram, ujub is also haram. Takabbur, you think others are low, I'm better than them. Ujub, you all are good, I'm also good. Just to think I'm good. And today, how much we say that those people there, you know how they are, we not like that. So in that we are not like that, we are farishtas. We are grand people. These are the people, the poor druggies, and then they are now other people. Or the poor people. The poor people, those poor people, poor people. In other words, they got no value. Because they haven't got money, they got no value. Because we got money, and money is a snake. Because we got plenty snakes around us, we are somebody. We have got position. And because of snakes, poisonous snakes, we have got position. And the poor people who haven't got that snake, they are nothing. So this pride is a disease which has to come out. Anyway, Allah give us tawfiq to understand about the ear, and then inshallah further explanation about how to keep rozas of the ears. What are the things of the what are the roza of the ear, and how to keep the roza of the ear. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.